Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And you didn't have to spend a dime. That's frugal, too. That is a frugal Mother's Day gift. Nikki?
I was looking up your mom jokes. To be completely honest.
Did you call your mom today? Did you?
No, I celebrated Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, you did pre-Mother's Day.
Pre-Mother's Day, because I like to be ahead of the pack, you know?
Yeah. Were you born early or something?
No, I was born late.
So now you're trying to make up for it for the rest of your life, celebrating Mother's Day early?
Yeah. I know it's Mother's Day tomorrow, Ma, but I'm too busy.
Did you get her a gift?
Do something
well,
today.
You know what? It wasn't even my idea to celebrate Mother's Day yesterday. So
probably your mother's idea.
Yeah, or my sister.
Okay.
It was somebody's idea that was not mine.
Did you get her a gift?
I did. I made her a gift as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep, I made her lotion, and I gave her chocolates and tea and candles, everything moms like. So
I made a gift to all mothers at some point in let me see, what year was it? Because it's right in front of me. It doesn't even say
1973.
It usually says like when it was posted. Oh, in 2015.
Oh, okay.
So how many years is that from now, or was that 8 years ago? I made this.
Loving, touching, squeezing. Your mother.
All right, so the Kick-Ass Parody Project, which you can find a link to over at CaptainKickass.com, that is Journey's Love and Touch and Squeezing, but instead of Love and Touch and Squeezing, another.
It's your mother.
This came about one day. I was helping a friend of mine move his band's stuff from their old rented band rehearsal room to their newly rented band rehearsal room, and there just happened to be a little Irish pub like a block and a half around the corner from where this new place was. So, you know, manly men moving heavy objects, right? And, you know, we're all tired and sweaty and that kind of thing. We're like, all right, he's like, I can't pay you for helping me, but let me buy you a beer. I'm like, okay. So we go down to this little Irish
pub. That's how I would have spent the payment anyway.
Of course. We go down to this little Irish pub and proceed to drink our asses off. I mean, like, we tied one on. We were doing Irish car bombs and,
you know,
Jameson. And, like, it was a cool place. And it was a tiny place. And so, like, the place was packed for a tiny place, which means probably 12 people, 15 tops. And Journey's Love and Touch and Squeezing comes on. I think somebody played it on the jukebox or whatever. And, you know, we were just drunk enough to, and you know me, like, I'll make fun of any song, right? So it comes on and it just pops into my head, and everybody, and there's people on another table, they're singing along, some drunken woo people, right? You know, like, oh, I love this song, Steve Perry, son, you know, and like the chorus comes on, loving, touching, squeezing, and I just go, your mother, and everybody starts laughing, and then the whole song continues, and whenever the chorus comes on, the whole bar was chanting along the your mother part to the chorus.
I mean, I'm surprised those weren't the original lyrics. I mean, it just sounds so much better. Like, it's just a better flow, everything about it.
If it was a diss track, maybe.
Well,
the lyrics are surprisingly safe for work for something coming from me. Anyway, I generally like to, you know, throw some bad things in
some
there.
Some explicit lyrics.
Yeah. It made you weep when you found out your mom was still sexual. right? That's the intro. Love and touch and squeeze in your mother. She's not alone all by herself. She's in there with someone else. Love and touch and squeeze in your mother. He's tearing her apart.
Oh, God.
Every day, yay. He's tearing her apart. Oh, what can I say? He's tearing her apart.
As long as he bribes me with toys afterwards.
It won't be long, yeah, till he's in bed with your mother. You guys get the idea.
Yep, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, and at the end, instead of, they do this whole, like, chanty thing, it's a na, 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 na. We, of course, changed it to, ma, mama, ma, mama, ma, mama, your mom, right? Yeah, throughout the whole, and just carried it on way too many times because that's how they do it. And it's also, like, we didn't spend much time recording this. I didn't sing this one. My friend Jeff sang this one. And we didn't spend much time on it either. And it sang poorly, which is great, because it just adds to, like, the character of the song. It's not so poor that you can't, like, listen to it and you're like, you know, but you're like, is he singing that off-key on purpose? And I'm pretty sure he was, as a matter of fact.
I like that, because then I can sing along, you know? That's why I like Nirvana, too. It's like, wow, I can really, like, sing this song.
Ooh. We were.
Have you ever heard Kurt Cobain sing? I mean, come on.
On Free Talk Live last night, we had two different gentlemen named Rick call in a row.
And so I
was making all sorts of Rick roll jokes, right? Because, you know, Rick was rolling us, or we were rolling with the Ricks, or whatever. But I mentioned that I used to do this charity show back in the Seattle area called the All Star Porn Jam. Or Porn Jam for short.
That and summon the other Rick.
And that's where musicians are supposed to mix with other musicians that aren't in their regular band or bands and perform cover songs with other musicians. So, you know, some metal guy will play with a rock band or, you know, a couple different people, whatever. And so you get up there, you do some covers. This one act, you do two songs per group, and it's two nights, and it's a charity thing, right? All the money goes to, like, Northwest Harvest, which is the food bank, or PAWS, which is the no-kill animal shelter. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, 10 grand per weekend once a year for, you know, split between those two charities. It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Oh. So anyway, this one band goes on, and they play a cover of, I don't remember, but it was another, like, sort of grunge Soundgarden, you know, era song or something like that. And so the next song they go on, it's Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's the intro for it.
Yeah.
But instead, what they've done is they've put the lyrics for Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, that's great.
And they Rick-roll the entire Porn Jam. Wow. Literally, and they made it fit, right?
I can't even imagine how you would do that.
I was standing there and I was listening to it. I was kind of, you know, I don't know, five or six, you know, rows of people back from the stage, because I knew one of the guitar players and I wanted to hear him play that night. And I was just like, wait a minute.
What is happening?
I'm like, are they doing a parody? And then I started listening to the words. I'm like, oh, they're Rick-rolling Porn Jam. This is epic. So, yeah. Anyway. Why was I talking about all that?
Because it's Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got one for you.
Huh?
Your mama's so fat, when she fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up.
Do you have the, your mama's so fat, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
Yeah.
It's one of my faves. When you were born, your mom said, oh, what a treasure. But your dad said, yeah, let's bury it.
Oh, God.
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
Your mother's an astronaut.
All right. Why?
I don't know. This is my favorite line from White Man Can't Jump. And they're doing all the your mama jokes.
I should probably get this out of the way. Uh-oh. Captain's log, Stardate 05142023.
Well, now that that's been taken care of.
Yeah, I didn't want to forget.
What about the phone number, too, while you're at it?
Oh, yeah. What is it again? Oh, here it is. It's right in front of me on a piece of paper. A yellow post-it note, of all things. 603-283-6160. The number again, if you'd like to join us, because, you know, it's a call-in show. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Why are you staring at me in such a weird fashion?
Because last week I said I was going to try to hold eye contact with you the whole time you did your name.
I don't remember you saying that, but you did.
I followed through.
Success.
Now you won't forget.
Yeah, it happened. have a whole bunch of things to talk about, of course. Both of y'all have brought in some very interesting subject matter.
As we do.
As you do. As you are wont to do. We'll kick things off with this from AP News. I think this is a follow-up story. I feel like Free Talk Live talked about this when it occurred, and then now it's sort of like, here's what happened later. A West Virginia officer will not face charges for striking and killing a 13-year-old with his cruiser while off-duty.
Unsurprising.
I was about to say, unfortunately, I'm not surprised.
I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm going to guess this article can be summed up by saying, we investigated ourselves and found we did nothing wrong.
Not just that. They found that the girl did something wrong. Like, it wasn't even an accident. It was her fault.
Yeah, they're going to blame it on her, even though let's get into it.
Yeah.
Charleston, West Virginia, an off-duty deputy sheriff in West Virginia who struck and killed a 13-year-old girl with his marked cruiser last year will not face criminal charges in her death, according to the prosecutor investigating the case. Special prosecutor for Cabell County. Is that Cabell or Cabell? I'm not really sure.
Cowbell.
Cowbell is West Virginia.
More cowbell!
Special prosecutor Mark Sorsaya determined the tragic loss of 13-year-old Jacqueline Laney Hudson in December 2022 was a direct result of her own erratic behavior while under the influence of alcohol and marijuana, according to a letter dated Thursday, clearing former Cabell County Sheriff's Deputy Jeffrey Racer. His name is Jeffrey frickin' Racer.
Red flag.
A crunked up 13-year-old meandering about town.
Oh, my gosh.
Caused their own death by jumping out in front of a police car that just happened to be speeding. The article hasn't said that yet. I just know that. That, quote, severely affected her judgment and ability to make rational decisions and subsequently led to her running in front of the car, wrote Sorsaya.
I just doubt that.
Who is also a prosecutor in Putnam County.
You know, I've been drunk and high plenty of times. I've known plenty of people to be drunk and high, and I've never heard of anybody jumping in front of a cop car.
I've never been so drunk and high that I've been like, hey, watch this, guys.
Pow. And I've never seen it.
Yeah. Nor have I ever seen anybody even come close, right?
No.
Because you would think if this was commonplace while you're on marijuana and drunk, that it would be far more common.
On duty or off duty, I want to see the dash cam.
Right.
Right? Like, right. Did she come out of nowhere, or?
Yeah, that would tell us a lot, wouldn't it? If there was some, like, video footage, if he's cruising along and then just, like, at the last minute, suddenly there's a person, or he's speeding along, she comes down, he can't stop and has to hit her.
Like, I drift a little bit when I see people just on the sidewalk, right? Like, slow down a little bit, drift a little bit.
Sure.
And I'll go speeding through the neighborhood.
Well, and I'm sure if there was any dash cam footage at any point, it's been taken care of and disposed of.
If it incriminated him.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
If she came out of nowhere, right, they're like, oh, look, we've got the dash cam footage.
Yeah.
Shows right here. She was on the sidewalk. He was driving by, and she jumped on his hood.
Yeah. However, Hudson family lawyer Tyler Haslam said they still have questions that need answering. For one, they want to know how fast the off-duty deputy was driving in the marked Sheriff's Department cruiser when it struck her. A state police accident reconstruction expert could not precisely determine how fast.
Oh, sure.
A state police accident reconstruction expert could not determine how fast the cruiser was moving when it struck Hudson because its black box, which usually records that information, did not activate, according to Sorsaya.
How convenient.
The family was not surprised by the prosecutor's decision. Oh, they must listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Or are they ethnic minority in any way?
Because
they're probably used to that as well, then.
Oh, it doesn't say, actually.
Okay.
The family was not surprised by the prosecutor's decision, they said in a statement provided by their attorney on Friday. Quote, Racer's actions. His name is frickin' Racer. Officer Racer Racer's actions precipitated the vehicular death of a juvenile pedestrian and left a family heartbroken, her family wrote. Despite our disappointment about the special prosecutor's decision, we remain steadfast in our pursuit of justice. The family said they look forward to reviewing the state's full investigation once it is released in order to compare it to our own.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Hudson was killed on December 30th, 2022. Really? Just before the new year?
At least you got to celebrate Christmas.
I guess. Just after 10:30 p.m. in the state's second largest city of Huntington, populated by just under 50,000 people, where she was hanging out at an intersection in a group of teenagers. Racer, who was placed on administrative leave.
Paid time off.
Yeah. Following Hudson's death and resigned months later.
To keep his pension.
Because he, yeah. Well, because he was feeling guilty.
Nah, it's usually to keep
I doubt he was feeling guilty.
Yeah, maybe.
I've never known an officer to have a conscience.
He was driving his cruiser after hours because he was staying overnight at his girlfriend's house.
This just keeps getting worse.
And needed it for work in the morning, the prosecutor yeah. said.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
I mean, does I've had driving jobs where they wouldn't let me take the company vehicle home for anything, or okay. even to like my girlfriend's house or whatever.
Okay.
Like, why do state employees get to take their cruisers wherever the hell?
It just sounds weird, right?
I mean, if you've ever had a company car, right? You just log the mileage differently.
Well, that's different.
Understood. But what I'm saying is that there's nothing unusual about not turning in your cruiser at the end of the shift if you have a starting shift the next morning. Right. How many pictures of cops in the neighborhood do we see like, oh, yeah, officer whatever lives here, and look, there's a police car parked right outside his driveway because he goes to work in the morning.
No, but here's what I see all the time. I see cops, like, in a residential neighborhood. They'll come up to, like, a stop sign or a stoplight even, and they'll just throw their lights on, not the siren, just the lights, and then they'll bail through the sign of the stoplight.
Sure, and I would say it's getting worse if he did that, but I don't have a problem with him, like, taking the company car home. To go to work in it.
Yeah, we'll move on from that. Okay. Racer drove through the green lights at the intersection, so apparently
the green light.
When Hudson and another teen ran into the roadway, Sorsaya said. He tried to stop, but was unable, and hit Hudson.
So there should be skid marks at the scene. And
the other child was not injured. Racer stayed on the scene and called 911.
Because he was off duty, right?
Doesn't the car have a frickin' radio? Anyway, a subsequent autopsy found that Hudson had alcohol and marijuana in her system when she died, according to Sorsaya. Law enforcement.
I just don't think that it's relevant that she had alcohol. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, it impairs your judgment and might make you cross the street on a red light with cars coming.
It feels like victim blaming.
Sure.
That's exactly what this is. Law enforcement officials said Hudson was intoxicated from drinking beer and smoking synthetic marijuana. Commonly known as K2 or Spice, and was significantly impaired when she ran in the street in front of Racer's vehicle.
So one thing I was talking to, when we talked about this show pre-show, I was talking to the captain, and I just finished watching a documentary on another, you know, vehicular accident that happened at a racetrack. And one of the things that was of interest to me that they brought up in the documentary is that marijuana, THC, whatever, concentrates post-mortem. So depending on how soon after death you take, like, the sample and from where you take the sample, you could get a higher concentration of impairment substance than they actually had in their system at the time.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Strange.
It is strange.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know. But that was, like, from the documentary, right?
Yeah.
Because they said, like, well, he was clearly impaired. He was on a racetrack, right? He was like, he had THC in his system at a high impairment level, and that's what caused him to, like, run out to the middle of the track. But, you know, he could not have driven the way he was driving impaired.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like he does smoke weed at some point, and then not enough to be impaired at race day, right? But when they took the blood sample, it had concentrated. Apparently that's a thing. So if I'm wrong, you know, please feel free to correct me, but that's the information I got from the documentary, and so I'm applying it here because if they tested her 30 hours later Like, oh, look how high she was at the time.
Yeah.
She may not have been high at all at the time. She may have smoked weed like 2 or 3 days before.
Yeah.
You know, and it just concentrated when they took the sample.
Mm.
Can't say anything about the alcohol, though.
Two sobriety tests, including a preliminary breath test resulting in a zero blood alcohol level, found there was no sign of impairment in Racer's case. The prosecutor found no cause for Racer to be charged under the state's negligent homicide statute, which requires evidence of driving with willful, wanton disregard of the safety of others. I would argue being a cop or a sheriff or whatever is willful, wanton disregard of the safety of others. That's just me.
So, okay, so let's play devil's advocate here. If he weren't a cop, regular civilian, right, no government job, ran a green light and hit somebody who had ran out into the road, was found to be unimpaired, the victim was found to be impaired, would we have the same judgment? Would we say, like, no, he hit her, he should be put in jail?
Hmm. Yeah, I think it would have gone the other way if this person were not a cop.
You think that if this person were not a cop, then they were not impaired, ran a green light, and a high drunk kid ran in front of their car, you think they'd still be arrested and charged?
I do, but based on something that we haven't mentioned in the article yet.
Okay.
I skipped a paragraph that might be important. It says, a video taken off of Hudson's phone by state police after her death showed kids running around in the street by the intersection prior to the crash.
Okay. So the willful negligence was you should have presumed that they would be irresponsible and proceeded with caution.
Or should have seen children in the road. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Sure. So even if he was speeding, that wouldn't justify negligent homicide, Sorsaya said. There must be conscious decisions made. There must be a conscious decision made where one would know they are putting others' lives at risk, he wrote. Estimates by state police reconstruction teams analyzing skid marks and other factors placed Racer's speed between 47 and 55 miles per hour, somewhere between 10 and 20 miles per hour over the speed limit.
All right.
And you know what? I don't have an issue with people speeding, but my thing about cops speeding is that if I go 10 miles over the speed limit, I get pulled over, and it's a giant hassle, even when I'm doing so in an area that's safe where the speed limit could be that high. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Understood.
Meanwhile, this guy's running over children at... You know,
it's easy to pick on him because he's a cop. Like, I hate cops.
Yeah.
Right.
But my thing is, this guy goes around harassing people for doing the same things that he does.
Right.
Understood.
And he faces no penalty for doing what he did. 603-283-6160. If you or your mother have anything to say about this story, give us a call. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. More is on the way.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. What a difference a few days make on the southern border.
Since the expiration of Title 42 this past week, Border Patrol agents have seen a 50% drop in encounters, according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We've been planning for this transition for months and months, and we've been executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
Mayorkas tells CNN State of the Union that 6,300 encounters were reported on Friday, and 4,200 on Saturday.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says an upcoming military counteroffensive is aimed at freeing occupied territory in his nation. Speaking in Berlin, Zelensky said, "We don't attack Russian territory. We liberate our own legitimate territory." A former Texas congressman is evincing worries about the prospect of a 2024 race between Biden and Trump. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said it would be the rematch from hell. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Mom, indeed. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us on the air tonight. Again, 603-283-6160. There's some weird sounds coming out of my computer. I will go ahead and mute that now.
Bung! You got a notification.
I thought it was my computer at first, and I was like, oh, man, I should have. And then I was like, wait, no, those were from my headphones.
Yeah, it was just sounds inside your head, man. Mm. Yeah. You're just like, wow.
I mean, that would have made more sense, but I guess it was real. This time it was real.
This time.
Don't worry, I see it too.
In the studio, it's me, Captain.
And Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been getting into this story from West Virginia where Officer Racer was somewhere between 10,
zooming around town.
10 and 20 miles per hour over the speed limit after leaving his girlfriend's house after a night of, well, something anyway.
He was on his way to his girlfriend's
house. No, he had spent the night, and so that's why he still had the cruiser.
I thought it was nighttime.
So did I. At any rate, he ran over a 13-year-old who, you know, was drinking some beer and high on some synthetic marijuana. Of course, they've investigated themselves and found that they did no wrong.
Now, I also want to double check this. As long as we're talking about, you know, 10 to 20 miles over the speed limit, if it's a neighborhood, the speed limit could have been as low as like 15 or 20.
Yeah,
and I don't think 30 going through the neighborhood is unreasonable.
I don't think so either.
Right, but it could have been 35, and he's could've doing been. 55.
Could have been, right?
And so honestly, I don't even have a problem with that.
As long as you're safe.
Yeah, as long as you're not running over girls,
right.
But...
Like, I don't have
boys
a problem...
Boys, okay.
I don't really
don't
have a,
over girls.
I don't really have a problem with anybody doing... Like, I'm a five-over guy constantly.
Okay.
Right? Like, I don't... If it's a speed limit 30, I'm doing 35. Just
yeah.
how I roll.
Yeah.
That
right?
seems safe, like you're not going to get
well,
a ticket.
Exactly. Yeah, you're at the very least
but
not
I'm still
going to get pulled over.
The law because, right. well, F the law.
But 10 over, 15 over, you're risking getting pulled over.
Yeah.
Five, probably not so yeah. much.
You got to have your head on a swivel.
Right.
5 to 7, you're in the
looking
safe
out for the man.
I think so.
So Saya said 49 miles per hour was the median speed in February when law enforcement conducted an hour-long radar survey of 63 vehicles passing through the intersection where Hudson died. It doesn't say what the posted speed limit is there. Even if the survey doesn't eliminate the possibility that Racer was speeding, it indicated that his speed was well within the average speed limits used by individuals using that particular location on the roadway.
You know, and I will say, like, that is relevant, but if this was anyone aside from a cop, they would never say that. They would never even...
Understood.
You know, yep. they would be like, this is the speed limit. He was speeding. He wanted yeah. to murder this girl. But since it's a cop there...
Yeah.
And I will say, like, that is reasonable to say that's how they should make speed limits. Like, this is the speed that people travel here. This is, you know, whatever. Like, this is the speed limit. This is the median speed, whatever.
So, again, so my point that I'll bring back again, right, is if this was a normal guy and they had charged him and we had all this information,
mm-hmm.
we would probably come to the conclusion, right, that they should not have charged him.
Right.
Well, so the,
I
the
mean,
cop is
to me,
like, I don't know about that. Like, I don't.
Going the same speed as everybody else. In a green light.
I just right? don't have enough information, you know? Like, I need to see the intersection. I need to, you know, if I can't be there to witness the event myself.
Understood. But you have a green light. You have him going the same speed as traffic usually yeah. does in that intersection. You
it,
have skid marks.
You know, it does feel...
Indicating he intended to, he tried his best to stop.
It does feel like an honest, really unfortunate mistake. Like, I doubt this guy purposely is, you know, just mowing girls over.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
either
I,
way,
yeah.
it sucks in this, you know,
understood.
If she's dead.
But if he weren't a cop, we'd probably be okay with no charges. Based on what
you would be okay with.
I would
no
be
charges.
Okay yeah. with no, based on what I've heard so far, right, if it weren't a cop, I'd be okay with no charges.
Haslam, the attorney representing Hudson's family, said his firm is conducting their own investigation and analyzing law enforcement's findings.
You know, and that's the other part, is we're getting this information from the state investigating itself.
Right.
So how do I know that all of this evidence is accurate? You know, right. I would like to hear what the other side has to say.
And so they're conducting their own investigation, and Haslam says, quite frankly, I don't care what the average speed is through that intersection. There's a posted speed limit, he told the Associated Press on Friday. We expect all citizens, but particularly those in marked patrol vehicles, to go the speed limit absent some emergency. Very clearly from the report that came out yesterday, there was no emergency.
You wouldn't even expect the average citizen to do it because they have the averages at 49 miles an hour through that intersection, whatever the posted speed limit is. There's the expectation
well,
that no one goes the speed limit through there. How do we know this?
Because
they did a study.
There's also the expectation that law enforcement would follow the law.
No. They're exempt from the law.
So
yes,
you and I know
no,
that.
It, it's
you and I
true,
know that.
But
that's
that
how
doesn't
it
make
is.
Sense. Like, logically,
okay.
that doesn't make sense. The guy that's pulling me over for going 15 over the speed limit also goes 15, 20, 30 miles over the speed limit.
To catch up to you.
Regardless of
yeah.
me, in front of me, you know.
Sure.
You know how many times I've seen cops going 100 without
oh, yeah.
on the highway with no emergency? Just and listen, I don't even really care that much because I'll drive 100.
So
but
what
the fact
average
is
citizen
that they're
has,
being
doesn't
hypocrites.
Have that experience as well?
A negligent homicide conviction could have come with a penalty of a year incarceration, a $100 to $1,000 fine, or both. Racer's driver's license would also have been revoked, which it was not.
That's not even that bad of a penalty for negligent
no.
homicide.
Yeah.
It's really not at all.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to... oh, my gosh, it's another Rick. It's Ricky from the Uncommonwealth.
It's Ricky from the Confederate Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Captain.
I'm sorry, it's who?
Ricky from the Confederate Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Did you catch all that, guys?
No, I missed it. One more time?
One more time, Ricky.
Ricky from the Confederate Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
It's so mumbly. It says a booger.
No, we heard you like three times. What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, good evening, Brother Captain, Brother Richie, Sister Nikki. Well, I was thinking about this one. I was actually thinking about the weather. You know, I lived in northeastern Pennsylvania my whole life. You know, I'm turning 50 to December 25th of this year. And ever since 2005, the weather has been messed up. We've been, like that year on my mountain, there wasn't enough snow to have a snowball. Because we're used to having, you know, Norman Rockwell seasons and pretty brutal winters. Now, that being said, recently it's mild, too. But here's the gist of my point here.
Please.
I don't think it's the people that live here for a long time or locals. I think it's people that are new. See, if it, you know, drops.
They're changing the weather?
Huh?
The new people are changing the weather?
No, that's Harp that did that, dude. That's when that went on. It's 2005, it turned out. That figured. Of course, that's gone. They got better now. They got that weather satellite up there shooting straight through. But that's another story. No, I'm looking at that. What happens is if it drops 3 to 5 inches, that's all you need, 3 to 5 inches. To me, that's a dusting. In 91 on top of the mountain, we got 5.5 feet plus, and we had 15-foot snow drifts. These people, 3 to 5, they'll go into the store and they'll buy all kinds of crazy stuff quickly, a small portion of them. But what they'll do is they'll buy ridiculous amounts of toilet paper.
Got to wipe your butt in the snowstorm.
I mean, you're not, you are correct in what you're saying is that people who are not familiar with the phenomenon known as winter. when I lived in the Seattle area, every winter there would be, you know, 1 or 2 days where they got, for them, heavy snow.
Yep, go and get your bread and your eggs.
And they would call it the snowpocalypse. It'd be all over the news. Oh, my God. And so what would happen is all the businesses would shut down. Everybody would run to the grocery store, buy water, eggs, bread, toilet paper, and milk, and just wipe those things out completely. Preparing for what they must have thought was really Armageddon that only lasted like maybe a day and a half, 2 days tops.
So I'm confused though, because Ricky, you started your call off saying the weather was changing. So is the weather change? Like I don't understand what your point is. Is the weather changing or is it people moving?
I want to make that point because a lot of the younger people. Being that the weathers have been so mild ever since 2005 and unpredictable, we haven't had the heavy winters like we used to. But all these people need is 3 to 5 inches. That's all you need.
That's what
you
said?
Freak out.
I already made that joke. I missed it.
Huh? I formed it as a question, though, so I win. All right. I'm on Jeopardy.
All right.
What's that?
Continue, Ricky.
No, all I was looking at... It's like, to me, that's a dusting. But why are they buying?
Because they don't know better. You already know the answer. You told us. They're new and don't know better.
I don't know if those things are connected.
But what I don't get is why are they buying so much toilet paper?
Because you got to wipe your butt in a snowstorm, man.
Because they're scared. I don't know, because that's what they were told to get.
That's it, fear. That's the point I'm getting at.
They should just get a bidet. Call it a day.
Call it a bidet.
Behind me again.
Got to phrase it in the form of a question.
Behind me again. Got to phrase it in the form of a question.
Do you think this is a repercussion of the general fear that's created by the man?
No.
Well, then why are people getting so scared of just 3 to 5 inches? That's
because they don't know better. They're new to the area, and they don't know better yet.
No. They're not new to snow, Richie.
They might be.
Ricky.
I moved to New Hampshire from Hawaii.
Ricky, have you ever watched the movie Idiocracy?
I don't believe so.
You should. It's a good movie.
You should give that a watch. It would explain a lot. And thanks for the call today. Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
If you don't know better, You know, if this is like your first snowstorm, right, it might be a little traumatic. You might, well, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right, but if you've been through it over and over and over again, you're either already well supplied, or you know.
Okay, so
like
here
in Hawaii, we get tsunami warnings.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
It could be terrifying.
For me, it would be.
It would be.
Yeah.
But we get so many of them, and most of them don't do anything.
Yeah.
That I just don't care. So there's, I lived, you know, like two blocks from the coastline.
Yeah.
Right, and the like tsunami warning came on, and my dad starts to panic. He's lived there longer than me because he's my dad. He starts to panic. And he calls me, like, are you getting to high ground? Like, no, I'm going to bed. Because I got work in the morning, and so I'm going to go to bed. And if the tsunami comes, like, I don't wake up. If the tsunami doesn't come, I wake up and I go to work.
Yeah.
And that was it, right? Because I knew better. But if you had just moved to Hawaii, right, and the sirens go off because
terrifying.
The World War II sirens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they go off, like, woo, woo. You know, there's an emergency coming through, right? You may panic. And you may go get essentials because you're new to this and you don't know how many false alarms there are, you know, throughout the years.
Or you're a smart person and no matter where you live, you're just prepared for an emergency regardless.
It could be. I wasn't prepared. I live in a small apartment, man.
I'm not saying you specifically. I'm just talking about people in general. What I don't get is here we have a nationally broadcast radio program called Free Talk Live that we're all on.
And Ricky calls in to talk about the weather.
The weather. Like, dude, could you be less interesting? You know? Yeah.
So, the weather we're having.
How about that weather, guys? Yeah. Anyway.
How about that sports team? How about that local sports team?
Sports ball coming up next. Yeah.
Congratulations, Renegades. Throwing that out.
I heard the Celtics won today. Not sure what that means, but I just heard.
Who are they?
Yeah, they're not the Celtics, they're the Celtics.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Is it an Irish step dancing team?
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. Bunch of men in shorts, Irish step dancing.
You're not going to be allowed back into Massachusetts, man. Like, I don't care, but you got family there. You're going to be dissing Boston like that.
Yeah.
Boston, let me pack your car around the corner. The thing about sirens is I don't think I've been able to escape them ever. In Wisconsin, when I was a kid growing up, if there was a tornado warning, we'd have the sign of, right? And then I think I got rid of them when I moved to Minneapolis.
Do they have them here?
I don't think.
No, we don't do that. That noise.
They do have one up kind of near where I live, but it's not from New Hampshire. It's from across the river in Vermont. They have one for something. I don't know what.
I mean,
something to do with the river.
The first work the other month, they tested that thing.
I was
no.
every month.
So for some reason, I don't know what it is, some sort of like, you know, I watched a scary movie when I was a little kid and I have that trauma. That noise, like the tornado, like the... Whatever, the alert
the siren,
sound. The siren, yeah.
The air raid siren,
yeah.
Yes, it is terrifying to me. I hear it. I freak out. I go into, like, fight or flight mode.
You're
I'm
supposed
like,
to. That's the idea.
It's just like supposed the most... It's like the... And when they test on TV how they used to test the
emergency
broadcasting. That's
this
the other noise.
This is a test of the emergency... Right, yeah.
For some reason, that noise is just so absolutely horrifying to me.
Yeah.
It just triggers me so bad.
Yeah.
It's supposed to. That's what it's designed to do, right? This is not a test.
Yeah.
Right. You're supposed to get activated and do something, right? Because this is an emergency.
Yeah. Cry.
Well,
because that's what I want to do.
You can cry and curl up in the fetal position if that's what you want to do.
I don't know.
The fight response
should
be a little stronger.
It's kind of funny because not very much scares me. Like I'm not really afraid of a lot, except.
Did that scare you?
Kinda.
Uh-huh. Just wanted to see if it was.
Yeah, cool.
So I think I got away from them when I lived in Minneapolis because I don't think they had sirens for anything. They might have had them for tornado warnings as well. But then I moved to Seattle. They have them for tsunami. They have them for earthquake. They have them for, I don't even know, volcano. They've got them for that. And then now that I'm here, like I just said, they have one that comes from, I think, across the river. In the Vermont area for something. I don't know what it is. It might also have been for the one time there was a tornado warning.
Okay.
But I was surprised by it because I'm like, what? There's no earthquake. There's no tsunami. There's no...
You're like, I can't get away from this damn thing.
But I'm like, why? And it's the same siren you hear at, what's the Black Sabbath song?
Oh, War Pigs?
War Pigs, yeah, thank you. It's that type of a siren.
Yeah.
It's the air raid siren, the World War One, World War II air raid siren sound. So, yeah, it's everywhere.
Okay.
It really is.
I guess for the I don't want to call it trauma, but for me, they tested it once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I always heard it.
It's also,
I haven't heard any tests like that since I moved.
I've never heard one since I've lived in this area, which is 25 years now. I've never heard one in real life.
Okay.
It's also the same siren, you know, air raid, right? Means right. Like, hey, you know, somebody's about to bomb your ass,
yeah.
Right? You know, but it's yeah. Also
so don't curl up in the fetal position.
It's also the nuclear warning, right? Or at least it used to be back in the '80s. Like, if there was going to be a nuclear bomb, they would just set off the air raid sirens.
Yeah.
But they would change the pace somehow. So, like, if it was a long, drawn out siren, it meant
and
you
now
know,
one no
thing,
one knows.
And
it, yeah, so like, it's a yeah, it's irrelevant.
They just got some guy standing on top of a building going, a bomb is coming!
In elementary Duck! School, elementary school and high school, I just remember not, you know, being aware of the siren but not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And my stepbrother just come running out of his room like, no school today! I'm like, okay, like, why? Mm-hmm. No. He's like, don't you hear the siren? I'm like, oh, I totally ignore that thing. But he was excited because the siren meant no school.
The other thing I don't like sirens on, cops. Cop cars.
Yeah.
Or rap music when you're trying to listen to it.
Any music. If you put, there's two things that annoy me beyond all types of annoyance, and that is the police siren and a crying baby.
Okay.
Right. If you put those in your music, you're a bastard. You deserve to not make any money off your songs. You deserve to, I don't know, be scolded, to be shunned from the music community.
To be shamed on
to be
national
shamed
radio.
On national talk radio by three hosts who have never even heard your music.
Well, just, it sucks.
What's even worse is if you get them both in the same song.
Yeah.
I don't have an example.
I've never heard
that. Can you name
but...
a song?
No, I can't.
Well, I'm
I mean, I can
one.
Name many songs, just not with both the police siren and a crying baby.
Understood. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Name a song. Go.
Your Mother by the Kick-Ass Parody Project.
Oh, there you go.
That's a song. That's a name. We played it. Well, at least part of it anyway. We could play it again, I guess, if you really want me to. Oh, wait, I have to do a thing because I had a technicality.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hang on. Let's see
it is Mother's Day.
Let's see if we can do it.
Touching, squeezing, your mother.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I really don't want to cover the number
Happy
two story just
day.
Yet.
Just to really clarify.
I really don't want to cover the number two story just yet, but... Like
it's time,
we're
it
there.
Is the number two story.
We're there. Well, this is the second story slot.
But the number two story isn't always the second story.
It should just be though.
It's just the number
it
two story.
It seems like the natural place for the number
it
two
is the
story
natural
to go.
Would
is in the number two slot.
It
right?
was even like my number two submission. I put it there on purpose.
Strategically
placed.
Did you find and place the article into the show prep thing? While you were on the pot, say.
How'd you know, Captain?
Well, because
it's the number two story.
Just so you know, every time I post stuff into the show prep.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. I mean.
It's like my Sunday morning ritual. I have stuff to do and I'm going to multitask while I'm doing things.
I thought
that I can't otherwise
we all did
things.
That.
I mean, I.
Isn't that the thing to do?
Not on Sunday morning. I mean, I'm usually sleeping.
I know, I do it on Saturday night.
Okay. But. Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but, you know, it's not like I don't wait until, oh, time to go. Oh, I better grab my phone and do show prep now. It's not
well,
like.
Well, it's not, I didn't do the, okay, so I do show prep, right? But when I submit show prep to the show prep channel,
yeah,
right, I'm usually on the pod doing the
next He's a busy guy, you know?
I mean, whatever you got to do, man. You know, you can squeeze out more than one thing at a time, right?
You're right.
Show prep and your daily business.
That's how it works.
One play or two play?
Whatever's on
I hope
on
more
set.
Than one. Oh, my gosh. That's barbaric.
Does anyone ever use just, like, one square of toilet paper for anything?
No.
Only for a booger.
That's the most ridiculous sized thing of any product that everybody consumes that I'm aware of. Like, I can't think of... Anyone, like, even when
you
I...
You want it to be wider?
That's your ration, though.
Even
you get two squares, and that's it.
Is that what they mean by three squares a day? Even when I was doing the band thing, and I would go and hang out like with a whole bunch of different bands at this rehearsal studio, we'll call it, where it's like 30 band rooms, right? And some of these rooms are shared by multiple bands, so there'd just be a ton of musicians hanging out doing music stuff. And I would go, and sometimes I wouldn't have earplugs. Some of these bands, really freaking loud. So I would just hit the John, grab some toilet paper, wad it up, stuff it in my ears for the earplug effect. I would never, ever use just one square for that. Like, even for that, one square is not enough.
Understood, but I don't know if there's an expectation that you would only use one square.
Why would it be perforated in such a way?
So you have a more opportunity to break it off wherever. Right, it has
smaller
to be
increments,
like,
you know?
Like right, paper yes. towels didn't even get the, like, oh, we're going to perforate it smaller until, like, the last 5 years or something.
But they did it because people were having, there was an overuse of paper towels.
Well, no, they did it because people bought up all the toilet paper during the scare.
No,
so perforated paper towels
existed way longer than, like, the toilet paper.
No, paper towel has been perforated, just not in the single square fashion that you will find it today.
Oh, I've never seen it in a single square fashion. I've
yeah,
like
so they cut the full-size sheet of paper towel in half.
Right.
So you get, like, the half sheet, but then they cut that in half, too.
Okay, I haven't seen
so
that
So you can
at
get
all.
A quarter sheet. I didn't even try and buy that type of paper towel. I wanted to buy the one that gave you the half sheets.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, yeah, it's the extra perforated. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Yeah. So I bought, like, a six-pack of that. I get home. I bust it open to replace the paper towel roll that was empty in my kitchen.
Right.
And I look at it, and I go, oh, what the F?
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it gives you more increments.
I mean, yeah, right? In a pinch, pun intended, you could use paper towel for toilet paper.
You could.
Ugh.
But sometimes I don't even need a half sheet of paper towel.
Like, are you trying to exfoliate? Like,
no, just foliate, not exfoliate. Okay. Just foliate. You could, in theory, take one of these rolls of paper towel that is double perforated, both the half sheet and then the quarter sheet, and then take, like, a saw or something and cut it in half to make it approximately the size of a toilet paper roll.
So what
and then use that.
Thank you, Bounty. Instead of, why must they do this?
603-283-6160. If you have an appropriate use for one square of toilet paper, give us a call. Our number two story is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.